This is Wild About Utah.
Bear jams, bear stories, bear encounters, bear dreams. I've experienced all. Such was the case on our annual trip to the Tetons, where I was joined by over 25 USU students and others. Bison, birds, bugling elk, sparring moose, and always the highlight, bears. Nothing quite compares with the mighty Bruins to capture one's imagination, a combination of fear and reverence. They have been with us for millennia, our companions of the wild. Perhaps it's their almost human traits and mystery, their intelligence and unpredictability. This year's bears were especially close as their feeding frenzy took them on the road's edge, where an abundance of hawthorn berries awaited their rapacious appetite. All of this topped by both Black and Grizzly, two juveniles oblivious to our presence as they went about preparing for their long winter sleep. Utah's bears are in the same macrophagy mode. Unfortunately, our grizzlies disappeared with old Ephraim, a magnificent animal of unusual size and intelligence, well up in years before his life was taken by a legendary trapper, Frank Clark. Clark was so moved as the great bear spirit was released by his bullet that he ended his long career after killing well over 100 mostly black bear in the Bear River Range of northern Utah. 62 people nationwide have been killed by black bears over a 109-year period, only one of those in Utah. Avalanches, bee stings, and lightning kill far more people. But many Utah bears have been killed by hunters, averaging around 130 per year. A few of these are killed by those who feel threatened. In rare instances, black bear will bluff charge or clack their jaws, which is actually expressing fear of humans. Running away is their normal behavior. Although a precise count isn't available, Utah's black bear population is somewhere between 3,000 and 3,500 animals. In 2008, 314 bear hunting permits were issued and 134 animals were taken. Although a hunter, I have no desire to kill a bear. I consider them to be my spirit animal, having been near them most of my days, from early years in northern Wisconsin, working in Denali and Yellowstone National Parks, and spending many years in bear-infested wild country otherwise. Forested areas of central and southern Utah have much higher bear populations than does the north. I've seen only bear sign in our mountains, still hoping to get a glimpse one day. Observing a bear dancing in the golden rays of the sun, a Shoshone sage understood it to be a dance of gratitude as well as a prayer for the healing and protection of their young. From that point further, the Shoshone have instigated their own sun dance, where the bear is a central figure of the ritual, symbolizing protection, strength, and continuation of life.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and boy, am I wild about Utah.
Special thanks to the Western Soundscape Archive at the University of Utah and the National Park Service for use of sound on this Wild About Utah segment.